Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast here, and this is my reaction to the 2-1 defeat against Young Boys in Europa League Game 2 tonight. I don't know really how to sum up that, to be honest. It wasn't a great performance, it wasn't a bad performance, it was just a meh performance, I think, from both teams, really. No team really got to grips with the game. The pitch was just, the ball was skiting everywhere on the pitch, and I don't think either team, you know, really managed to deal with that at all. And it really just ended up being the same old story in Europe for Rangers, isn't it? You know, in terms of, you know, looking as if we could get a victory and then, you know, snatching a defeat from the jaws of victory there. The captain, Tavernier, sold the jersey twice tonight. I don't know how more I can say this, but he'll get classed as a Rangers dad with this one, but I don't care anymore. He is not a defender. As somebody on Twitter pointed out, you know, sometimes the fullbacks and right backs and left backs are not, you know, just defensive players these days, and that's the weaker side of their game. I'm sorry, but for you to be in that position, you need to be an actual good defender. And Tavernier tonight twice, just I don't know what he was thinking. It goes against, and it's certainly the first goal, it goes against any defensive convention at all. I'll get into the goals in a minute. Just really, neither team, as I said, got to grips with the game, I felt. Apparently there was a lot of rain last night, there was a lot of rain during the day, and they heavily watered the pitch again today. It didn't look in bad condition at all. It wasn't flying up pellets, but the ball was just skiting everywhere, and certainly our passing was diabolical tonight for large parts of the game, and I didn't think Young Boys' passing was much better, to be honest. Slightly improved in the second half, but that's not really saying much. It was a bit of a midfield game. They maybe slightly edged it in the first half. They had a few dangerous attacks, but it was fizzled out by our defence. Apparently one thing that the commentary team said, that Rangers never trained on the pitch last night or during the day today for fear of picking up any injuries. I'm sorry, that's the wrong thing to do. I mean, who am I? I'm just, you know, some fan who has no experience in training at all, but surely you need to get to grips with an artificial park. You know, it's different being on grass. You get, you know, grass is grass at the end of the day, but artificial parks, it's been proven time and time again, every single one of them is different. It doesn't matter, you know, if they're the same grade in 3G, 4G or whatever. You know, every single pitch seems to react differently, and we didn't compensate for that at all, which I thought was really poor management there, but again, who am I? Into the game anyway, as I said, poor first half from both teams, but we managed to snatch the goal on the 43rd minute with Morelos. It was an outstanding goal. The ball from Hellander to Davis on the left-hand side, ball then to Barisic, who plays a lovely through ball towards goal to Morelos. I think the skitiness of the pitch actually helped the ball travel through, but Morelos was outstanding. Used his weight to outmuscle the defender, got in front of him, got the ball into the box and had a great shot in towards goal past the keeper. It was an outstanding goal and a great time to get the goal as well. Second half, expecting just to keep it tight, and you know, as I said, I don't think Young Boys were particularly, you know, challenging tonight at all. They, you know, certainly weren't any great shakes, but they did end up getting the goal on the 49th minute, and Tavernier on the left hand side, tight at the touchline facing goal, he was running back towards goal with the ball, he was muscled out and loses the ball after trying to pass back to McGregor. I don't understand that, because he was getting beat by his, you know, player that was on his side. He surely seen there was a player in front of him. He tried to pass back to McGregor at a tight angle when the box was fairly crowded. Something you're taught surely never to do is pass back to the keeper in that situation. You pass it away from goal, and then their attacker got the ball further down and then crosses on the deck to one of their players, and it was a simple tap in. Quite rightly so, Tavernier's going to get absolutely hammered for that one, because it was just a shocking piece of play and showing his defensive naivety. As ever, our games are not short of a bit of controversy, where we certainly had a good claim for a penalty in the 55th minute. It was a lovely ball in from Barisic on the left, going towards Morelos, and was clipped from behind. Certainly a very strong claim, and it ended up going out for a corner. Certainly the commentary teams felt it was a clear penalty. Young Boys had a penalty claim shortly after in the 59th minute, where it was a claim for a handball, where a cross was played in, and it did hit off the hand of Goldson. However, his hand was down by his side, and you really couldn't do anything with it. It wasn't an unnatural position, so quite rightly, no penalty was given. Anyway, we played on. Young boys, as I said, never really done much. I think McGregor had one save to make, and even then it was a very, very comfortable save. A big turning point, though, and probably the more disappointing element of tonight was Jack ended up hobbling off the park on the 61st minute. Don't know, obviously, the situation just now. It taken a couple of minutes to get Stewart, his replacement, on as well, because the ball never went out of play. But a big, big loss potentially there. Hopefully it's nothing too serious and it was maybe more a precaution. But the way he came off without even, you know, without getting the replacement lined up first, it kind of indicates it's not going to be too clever. Our probably best chance of the second half, though, came on the 89th minute when Tavernier passed to Morelos in the middle at the edge of the box. Morelos turns and hits a shot, takes a bounce and deflects off the boot of the defender and forces the keeper into a great save out for the corner. And it just kind of shows you it's fine margins. They had a great save and a few minutes later we are losing a goal. On the 92nd minute they scored and it was largely the last kick of the game. It was a long ball up the park from the Young Boys keeper. Hylander heads it out. It was headed back by Young Boys. Then Tavernier seems to come across, looks as if he was getting the ball and then mysteriously falls to the ground. It didn't even look as if he slipped, he just looked as if he kind of collapsed in a heap almost. The attacker nips in, gets the ball into the box and puts it past McGregor. But I think McGregor got his hand to it. Maybe he could have done a wee bit better, but certainly not really his fault. His defence should have done a lot better, and certainly Tavernier once again proving his defensive naivetes. It was exceptionally, exceptionally poor from him tonight. I mean, I don't want this to be a complete assassination in Tavernier, but that's twice tonight he's cost us. And what I've said personally, you know, time and time again, he is not a defender. As much as he's improved, you know, he's cost us on a number of occasions for silly things like this. And we ended up getting punished for it once again, and well, twice again tonight, as it were. He's great going forward at times, but again tonight, he was largely anonymous. And there was a few players tonight anonymous. You know, Ojo, again, not very good. Arfield, after two good performances, he was largely anonymous tonight. It was really not good enough in that respect. But then at the same time, we've got to balance it out. It's the Swiss champions here. And I know the Swiss League isn't, you know, all singing, all dancing, all that, but you've got to take into the fact, you know, they are the champions. They did get, you know, into the Champions League qualifiers and put out, and that's why we're in here. So a bit of perspective, you know, Feyenoord winning 2-0 against Porto tonight, it maybe indicates that Porto aren't that good, but it also maybe it also keeps the group very tight. And as has been, you know, said to myself on Twitter tonight, I would much rather be all on the same points than behind anyone at this stage. So it's honours even after two games, effectively. We'll just need to see how it plays out from there. So we go into the next game now on Sunday, which is at home to Hamilton in the Premiership. So we'll just need to see how we react to that one, hopefully very well anyway. As ever, if you want to check us out on our social media pages, you can go to our main website, which is ireadypodcast.wordpress.com, and there you can find all the links to our social media sites. As we had a podcast out last night and we said Dave's away on holiday now, so won't have a main podcast out for a while, but I'll be back for a reaction pod after the Hamilton game. So thanks for listening and goodbye.